السؤال الثاني يا شيخ. هذا يسأل يا شيخ. الشيخ نعم السؤال الثاني يا شيخ حفظكم الله، هذا يسأل عن البدعة حسنة وميلاد النبي، لأنه يقول أن بعض الصوفيين ينشرون يعني كتيبات فيها الدعوة إلى بدعة حسنة وميلاد النبي والذكر الجماعي. نعم. So the questioner is asking about the he says that there are a group of Sufis who actually printed nicely made books, colorful, and in these books they call to that there is a good bid'ah, and they call to celebrating the Prophet's birthday, and likewise they call to making dhikr, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together in congregation in unison. Na'am.
أولا البدعة هي ما أحدث في دين الله في العبادة أو العمل، وقد سماها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ضلالة، فقال كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة، وفي رواية وكل ضلالة في النار. ثانيا قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. أخرجه الشيخان من حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها، وفي رواية لمسلم من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد، يعني أن هذا العمل وإن قصد به وجه الله مردود عليه، فهو مردود عليه. لماذا؟ لأنه لم يشرعه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، لم يشرعه الله في كتابه، ولم تأتي به سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولهذا فإن العمل الصالح هو الذي استجمع أمرين، وهما تجريد الإخلاص لله وحده وتجريد المتابعة لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال أهل العلم العمل إن فقد الإخلاص لله كان شركا أو رياء، وإن فقد المتابعة لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان بدعة، وإن جمع العمل الإخلاص لله والمتابعة لرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان عمل أهل التوحيد، كان عمل أهل السنة. وبهذا البيان يظهر لكم أنه لا يوجد بدعة حسنة، بل البدع كلها ضلال وكلها حرام وكلها مردودة على صاحبها، وإن نوى بها التقرب إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى.
طيب. Then the Sheikh, in answering this question, he said, "You must first come to know that the bid'ah." So in answering this question, the Shaykh Abdullah said that the innovations are those things that have been introduced into the religion. They have been introduced into the religion of Allah. And these innovations can be innovations in worship and innovations in action. So here the Shaykh Abdullah says, the innovations, the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called them in worship, he called them dalala. He referred to them as being misguidance. And in the famous hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, in the other hadith, كل محدثة بدعة. Every newly invented matter is an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance. And in the hadith of Aisha رضي عنها in Bukhari and Muslim, whoever introduces into our affairs that which we have not brought will be rejected. And in the narration in Sahih Muslim, whoever does an act which we have not brought or is not according to our affair, it will be rejected. And also in another narration, which I missed out, I'll mention it now, the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and every dalala is in the fire. Every misguidance leads to the fire. So what is the meaning of the hadith of Aisha which we have just read? The meaning of it is that he says that this action, even if the person intends by the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he seeks to please Allah, but he does an action of innovation, which is an innovation, then it will be rejected. Because it has not been legislated by Allah in his book, nor by his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Shaykh Hafidhullah said that the righteous actions is that which necessitates two things. First and foremost, it must be with sincerity. And secondly, it must be according or in following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to his sunnah. And the scholars, they have said that the actions, if they don't have ikhlas, if they don't have sincerity in them, then the actions are either shirk, yani the greatest shirk, which takes a person out of Islam, or they are upon riya, that these actions are upon riya, yani showing off. And if these actions that one does, is not in accordance to the sunnah of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that these actions are bid'ah, then they fall into innovations. So the one who gathers together, or he does actions based upon sincerity and mutaba'ah, and following the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is the actions of the Ahl al-Tawheed, the people of Tawheed, and these are the actions of the people of the Sunnah. And then the Shaykh Hafidhullah said, so therefore it becomes clear and apparent that there is no such thing as bid'ah hasana, as a good bid'ah. All bid'ah is forbidden. All bid'ah innovations are misguided. And all bid'ah are rejected. And they are rejected, refuted back to the person who's doing them. Even if the person intends good, and intends that he gets closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Shaykh added at the end, so all these actions that are mentioned by the brother, whether it's Milad al-Nabi, celebrating the Prophet's birthday, or the dhikr al-jama'i, or in making dhikr in unison, in a group, in congregation, then all of this is an innovation and misguidance that leads to the fire. سؤال الثاني يا شيخ. هذا يسأل يا شيخ. الشيخ نعم السؤال الثاني يا شيخ حفظكم الله. هذا يسأل عن البدعة حسنة وميلاد النبي، لأنه يقول أن بعض الصوفيين ينشرون كتيبات فيها الدعوة إلى بدعة حسنة وميلاد النبي والذكر الجماعي. نعم. So the questioner is asking about he says that there are a group of Sufis who are actually printing nicely made books, colorful, and in these books they call to that there is a good bid'ah, and they call to celebrating the Prophet's birthday, and likewise they call to making dhikr, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together in congregation in unison. Now,
أولا البدعة هي ما أحدث في دين الله في العبادة أو العمل، وقد سماها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ضلالة، فقال كل محدثة بدعة و وكل بدعة ضلالة. وفي رواية وكل ضلالة في النار. ثانيا قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. أخرجه الشيخان من حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها. وفي رواية لمسلم من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد، يعني أن هذا العمل وإن قصد به وجه الله مردود عليه، فهو مردود عليه. لماذا؟ لأنه لم يشرعه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، لم يشرعه الله في كتابه، ولم تأتي به سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولهذا فإن العمل الصالح هو الذي استجمع أمرين، وهما تجريد الإخلاص لله وحده وتجريد المتابعة لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال أهل العلم العمل إن فقد الإخلاص لله كان شركا أو رياء، وإن فقد المتابعة لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان بدعة، وإن جمع العمل الإخلاص لله والمتابعة لرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان عمل أهل التوحيد، كان عمل أهل السنة. وبهذا البيان يظهر لكم أنه لا يوجد بدعة حسنة، بل البدع كلها ضلال وكلها حرام وكلها مردودة على صاحبها. وإن نوى بها التقرب إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى.
طيب. Then the Sheikh, in answering this question, he said, "You must first come to know that the bid'ah." So in answering this question, the Shaykh Hafidhullah said that the innovations are those things that have been introduced into the religion. They have been introduced into the religion of Allah. And these innovations can be innovations in worship and innovations in action. So here the Shaykh Hafidhullah says, the innovations, the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called them in worship, he called them dalala. He referred to them as being misguidance. And in the famous hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, in the other hadith, kullu muhdathatin bid'ah, every newly invented matter is an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance. And in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha in Bukhari and Muslim, whoever introduces into our affairs that which we have not brought will be rejected. And in the narration in Sahih Muslim, whoever does an act which we have not brought or is not according to our affair, it will be rejected. And also in another narration, which I missed out, I'll mention it now, the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and every dalala is in the fire, every misguidance leads to the fire. So what is the meaning of the hadith of Aisha which we have just read? The meaning of it is that he says that this action, even if the person intends by the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he seeks to please Allah, but he does an action of innovation, which is an innovation, then it will be rejected, because it has not been legislated by Allah in His book, nor by his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Shaykh Hafidhullah said that the righteous actions is that which necessitates two things. First and foremost, it must be with sincerity, and secondly, it must be according or in following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to his sunnah. And the scholars, they have said that the actions, if they don't have ikhlas, if they don't have sincerity in them, then the actions are either shirk, yani the greatest shirk which takes a person out of Islam, or they are upon riya, that these actions are upon riya, yani showing off. And if these actions that one does, is not in accordance to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that these actions are bid'ah, then they fall into innovations. So the one who gathers together, or he does actions based upon sincerity and mutaba'ah, and following the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the actions of the Ahl al-Tawheed, the people of Tawheed, and these are the actions of the people of the Sunnah. And then the Shaykh Hafidhullah said, so therefore it becomes clear and apparent that there is no such thing as bid'ah hasana, as a good bid'ah. All bid'ah is forbidden. All bid'ah innovations are misguided. And all bid'ah are rejected. And they are rejected, refuted back to the person who's doing them. Even if the person intends good, and intends that he gets closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Shaykh added at the end, so all these actions that are mentioned by the brother, whether it's Milad al-Nabi, celebrating the Prophet's birthday, or the dhikr al-jama'i, or in making dhikr in unison, in a group, in congregation, then all of this is an innovation and misguidance that leads to the fire.